Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back into another hour of Sports Daily here on KFH. Jackson Schneider in for Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland, as we wrap up the year of 2025. As Jacob always tells you, this is the perfect time to give a call to Crestview Country Club, as it is freezing cold outside. Last week, it's a pretty good week for golf. Jackson, you a golf guy? Do you golf?
I don't do it well, but I do enjoy it. You know, haven't played a lot over the last few months. It's hard to with a little guy at home, but
I imagine. I'd
like to get back out there. Maybe not today or in the next couple of days while it's really cold, but I would have loved to over Christmas. It was beautiful outside. Beautiful.
I know. It killed me. I had so many plans going on, and I had to get up to Arrowhead to go cover that game because I would have 100% swung the golf club, especially with my father-in-law. It was killing him that we weren't swinging golf clubs, mostly because we were puppy-sitting all day. In case anybody saw the beginning of the show, that we are puppy-sitting. That's actually our puppy. We're not puppy-sitting. Puppy training this morning is why the different background and everything like that. He's currently taking a nap at my feet, and so everything is going swimmingly. If any whimpering pops up, I apologize for all of that. Anybody wants to join the show as we wrap up the new year here, you can call the KFH hotline. Max Power is manning that KFH hotline, 869-1240. Call, chime in. We're talking some Kansas City Chiefs. We'll talk a little KU Jayhawks coming up later in the show, as well as Monday Night Football, as we still can't really figure out who's good and who's not in the NFL. I want to dig into that conversation a bit. All of that coming up. What's on tap, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. Now pouring the brand new seasonal Bock Lager. Bock, yeah, a cold beer that'll give you the warm feeling. Bock Lager, available at all three WBC brew pubs, east near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Hanley, Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season. Jackson, let's keep going with this Kansas City Chiefs conversation, because Jacob and I are kind of on the same page. We'll start here. They're going to have probably like the 12th pick, it seems like. Do you take Jeremiah Love, or do you sign a free agent?
Well, I think so. As of right now, they are picking ninth, I think.
Are they nine? No way.
It was nine on Sunday afternoon.
Wow.
Which is crazy, first of all. Second of all, raises the discussion of, do they try and win against the Raiders or not? And even if you don't try against the Raiders, do you still win because the Raiders are so dang bad? Like, so we'll see what happens there. But let's say you're picking like in that 9 to 12 range. Does Jeremiah Love get to you there? Because I think there are probably several other teams that would be in that conversation, but a lot of teams now are a little bit more skeptical about taking a running back that high.
I agree.
So he may fall to you. And I would say if he falls to you, you take him regardless. I wouldn't reach for him, but if he falls to you, you take him. I would also say a potential avenue for the Chiefs here is to trade back a little bit. Like move back, get some draft capital for the future, like in 2027, and you know, build what you can for this year, but then once 2027 comes, load up on that talent and build from there. That is certainly a position.
It's interesting because of the fact of like if you're the Chiefs, you know, everybody talked about this Mahomes window, and it depends on how fast Mahomes comes back. I mean, I kind of am with you on the fact that if we get to time, it's draft time in April, and we figure out that Mahomes isn't coming back until November, then it's like, I mean, guys, what are we going to do here? If we're going to start Chris Oladokun for a whole year, like maybe we do need to trade back and, you know, start thinking about it next year and get ready for the 2027 season rather than the 2026 season. I don't think that'll be the case. I think you'll be pretty close to week one. It may be a couple of weeks. I'm leaning more towards like a week four type of thing if I had to take a stab. But again, neither of us are doctors, and I tell Jacob that all the time. What are we doing here speculating about medical returns? We have no idea what we're talking about. But I think I would imagine he can fall to him, especially if they're at 9, which you're correct. I'm looking at Tankathon. They are at number 9 right now with the 6-10 record. But either way, furthering the conversation here, either they're going to draft Jeremiah Love or they're going to go sign somebody, potentially like Breece Hall, which would be great. I don't think they can get by, you know, skating with just a middle of the road guy. I think they need to go get something. I agree they'll probably bring Kareem Hunt back on something that's pretty cheap, but I don't see a world where Isaiah Pacheco comes back on this team. He hasn't had the year or the year and a half since he broke his leg in half last year that he was having his rookie year. So I think they will make a change. The bigger question that I want to ask you about that Jacob and I have talked about a lot is, do you retool what the Chiefs look like if you go do something like that? Because if you go get Jeremiah Love, or if you go get Breece Hall, quote unquote, you know, Breece Hall-ish player, you're not going to put him back there to carry the ball 8 times a game like Isaiah Pacheco does.
Yeah.
Do you think Andy Reid can transform into that?
I think he could. I think he probably should as well. Like, you know, looking at the Chiefs running back room, I think the only running back that's still going to be on contract after this year is Breshard Smith. So you're going to have to make some decisions. And again, like whether you keep Kareem Hunt on a league minimum or a very cheap deal, I think he's making like $1.3, $1.4 million this year, which isn't all that much in the grand scheme of things. But in the Chiefs cap situation, like if you can trim a little bit off of that, because he's going to be 31 or something like that next season, then that would certainly help. But that still only leaves you with 2 real running backs, and you're going to need some more bodies back there. Like, do you sign Damian Pierce again? Because he's only making like $800,000 to be a practice squad guy, which I would love that job. If the Chiefs need a practice squad running back or a practice squad anything, you can pay me half of what Damian Pierce is making, and I will be there every day, bright and early. I will be the first guy in, the last guy out. That's a promise.
That was a fun Christmas conversation of saying, like, how much do you think Chris Oladokun actually makes? I'm like, I mean, probably like $500,000 just to kind of go to practice. And they're like, what? He does?
It's insane. But my point being, like, you're going to be in a position where you probably need to draft at least one running back because you just simply need the bodies.
Oh, yeah.
It just depends on, do you go for that top-tier guy? And I think, again, if Jeremiah Love is there, you take that shot. Because if you can get anywhere close to what, like, recreating what the Bills have right now with James Cook, you're going to be in a great position. because they are a pass-first offense, what they want to be with Josh Allen, but they have this incredible running game that they can rely on when Josh Allen has an off day like he had on Sunday against the Eagles, where they can rely on this incredible back to keep them in games and put them in a position where they still have a chance to win. And yep. you, with a quarterback that's coming off an ACL and an LCL injury, like, it would behoove you to give your 100%. Give him an option to just hand the ball off and carry the ball down the field that way. Like, retooling the offense is the only way to go, both for that for the future, because Patrick Mahomes, he's not going to be more mobile than he was this year, probably ever again, because one, he just tore his knee, like we said, and two, he's going to start getting a little bit older, and if he's going to be playing in this league for 15 or more years, like, you know, Tom Brady, you're going to he's going to have to stop running around all the time. He's going to have to become more of a pocket passer, and you can develop that by giving him a running game around him and a more reliable offensive line. So, again, lots of things to fix.
I'm at the point now in this conversation where if they don't invest in a running back and change the way that they run their offense, like, I'm gonna go feral on sports talk radio. It just makes too much sense not to do it. Like, they are at the point now where I agree with everything you just said about what the Bills do and the reason it works so well. Like, Josh Allen was a guy that would throw 40 passes a game like Patrick Mahomes would do. And the Chiefs try to do it. The fact of the matter is, I don't think Patrick Mahomes got worse. I don't think the Chiefs' offense got worse. This wide receiver core is the best wide receiver core the Chiefs have had under Andy Reid, probably. Like, it's better than the Legion of Zoom, I think, even with the old Travis Kelce as a part of this. The fact is that defenses are better than they used to be. And the NFL goes in cycles like this. Back whenever Patrick Mahomes was a rookie, a second-year, third-year player, whenever he was lighting the world on fire, it was like, holy cow. He's going to throw for 500 yards a game, and they're going to score 50 points every single time out, and that's how they're going to win football games. That's how they did win football games. Their defense was terrible back then. They've made the adjustment a little bit where last year they were a defensive-heavy team. This year, defense wasn't there quite as much as it was the year before, but everybody, I mean, I would love to look up the stat. The unders on sportsbooks have to have hit at a 75% clip in the last 2 years because offenses just aren't as good as they were. Not because the offenses are worse, it's because defenses are better. And the way you can, you know, combat that is trying to control the clock, trying to control the football. You do that with an elite running back. And the Kansas City Chiefs, this is the point that drives me the most insane, is they've got the highest paid center and the highest paid guard in the National Football League. Like, they're not tackles to protect your passer. They're middle offensive linemen, interior offensive linemen that can plug up holes and let your guy go to work. Like, they have to do it. I think that they have to absolutely do it at this point. It makes too much sense not to. I think they do draft Jeremiah Love, but if Breece Hall's on the table and they have a good feeling they can get him, which Breece Hall likes Kansas City, it's a conversation that we'll have. It'll be a really interesting conversation come April, come June, everything of that nature, come May, excuse me, I skipped a month there, but we'll dig into much more of that. We'll come back. We got a comment here on our YouTube stream from Jason. We'll dig into that. We'll dig into a little bit of KU, Darren Peterson news. We'll talk a little Monday Night Football. We've still got much more Sports Daily coming up here on KFH. We'll be back.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Welcome back into Sports Daily here on KFH. TJ Cleland, Jackson Schneider in with you. If you missed anything, again, go back on the Odyssey app. You can listen live every day on the Odyssey app. You can listen to us on X, on YouTube, on Facebook, on much more. 12 News Connected Plus. Go find ways to live stream this. You can also obviously listen on the radio, 97.5 FM, KFH, home of sports talk radio. Jackson, I want to dig into this comment, as you can leave comments on our video stream, whether that be on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter. We'll find a way to see it. We'll get your calls, get your comments here on the show. You can also call in on the IHOP hotline, KFH hotline. Max Power manning that, 869-1240, if you'd like to chime in here. Jason Carey, loyal listener to the show here, says, with 2025 coming to an end, what are your favorite sports moments of the year? Either something you watched or you covered. Love you both. Jason, we love you. We love listening. We love viewers and listeners, I guess viewers if you're on YouTube. Jason's been here all 2025 and beyond. And he asks us what our favorite sports moments of the year are. Jackson, I'll let you go first. I know you're new here to KFH, but you're not new to watching sports in Kansas.
No, I am not. And I've had the pleasure of seeing a lot of really cool things in the year 2025. And this is a great question. I was actually sitting around the last couple of days thinking about that. Like, what have I done? What have I experienced this year, especially sports-wise? But I'm going to actually pick a April baseball game. Actually, a couple of April baseball games, because I was sitting in a hospital room in Salina Regional Hospital holding my son for the first time, and the Newman Jets, shout out to the Jets, that day played Wichita State in a baseball game out at the X Stadium. I'm still learning. I'm still new to Wichita, but they were on ESPN Plus, and so I was tuning in, watching Newman and Wichita State play baseball, and holding my son, and that turned into watching the Royals play the Minnesota Twins, the first game of my son's life, and the Royals won thanks to Kyle Isbell driving in two runs of all things and hitting a home run that game. So I have this very vivid memory of being about as tired as I have ever been in my entire life, but holding my newborn son and watching the Royals beat the Twins. It was a very, very cool day for me just to watch
baseball. That's how Isbell Schneider got his name after Kyle Isbell walk-off against the Minnesota Twins in April. Jackson, to answer this question, we actually just did, I'm not sure if you caught it, on Sunday night, we had some end-of-the-year programming trying to get by with all of our windows that we have over on the TV side. We had to do a Sports Sunday this past week, and everybody was out of town with all their Christmas obligations. We did a year-in-review 2025 replay Sports Sunday. And we did everything basically month by month as we went along. And I think that 6 of the 10 biggest stories happened in the month of December. it has been that wild of a month. I think that we went from the Chiefs losing in the Super Bowl to March Madness coming to Wichita. I tell people that all the time, is that, I've covered Super Bowls, and I've covered the Elite Eight in New York City and everything like that. I've covered March Madness, you know, every year that I've been in the business. And the March Madness that we had here in Wichita was the coolest one that I've seen of all of them, even though KU wasn't here, just seeing everybody come out and Kelvin Sampson biting my head off, telling me he was tired of Wichita State questions. That was a memory that I'll take with me for a long time. That was a good one. March Madness was a ton of fun. Obviously, the TBT in Wichita, the Aftershocks winning $1 million was a lot of fun. Watching the Marcus Keene show, the honorary Shocker. And then as we keep going along here, you get into the month of December, as I'm talking about. Since all in this month, it's still December, which is crazy. We have seen Chris Kleiman retire, Colin Klein get hired, Paul Mills have a near-death experience, and we almost lost him there.
And he literally talked to us from a doctor's office.
Yeah, you were on the show that day. I meant to talk to you about that. Yeah,
I could not bring that up yesterday and like take the blame and say that's my bad, because apparently I just come fill in and Coach Mills is going
through
it.
First time you ever talked to Coach Mills on the radio, he's on his deathbed, almost literally. Coach Mills having all that stuff go down. Then we, finally calmed down on the K-State front. And then Patrick Mahomes tears his ACL, and the Chiefs miss the playoffs a year after being in the Super Bowl. And then you keep going, and it doesn't slow down. And the Chiefs announce a move to the state of Kansas, which is like every single one of those headlines is one that if you see it, you're like, that's made up. That didn't actually happen. And it all happened in a month. That's how crazy of a year 2025 is in the sports world. And that's what I, talk to people about, is that in the TV world, obviously there's the local elections as one of the biggest things that we do is covering elections. Tornadoes and severe weather is the other big reason that people turn on local news and everything like that. I said, if you take what the sports department's done in relativity to other events, we just had 7 tornadoes hit the state of Kansas, and an elected official stepped down because of a scandal, blah 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 blah. That's how crazy of a month it's been for us in 2025, and that doesn't even include the Royals, and they've had a crazy year as well, full of injuries and everything like that. This month has been nuts, Jackson.
It's been insane, and like all the things that you just listed in the month of December, like it would be an insane year, but it was literally a month. Like, you can still backtrack, and there's still so much other stuff that has happened in the year 2025. Like, I don't think we have a long enough show to talk about everything that has happened in 2025. I mean, you talk about the Royals. I mean, they had made the playoffs the year before, and there were expectations for the Royals this past year, which is crazy to even think about. And, you mentioned injuries, and you mentioned, unexpected things. Like, I don't think we had Chris Bubich being an awesome starting pitcher on the radar, and then the injury to him pops up, or Cole Reagan's dealing with all these injuries. And that Royals season is a marathon, too. That's like, what, 7 months of the year right there? And you could just dive into all the storylines there. My goodness. Like, I'm a baseball guy. You're a baseball guy. We could talk baseball all day long. But it's just amazing to think about all the craziness that happened this past year.
Yeah, and we haven't even started talking about the Newman. Drew Mouse stepped down as the head coach at Newman. No, we won't indulge into Newman topics here on the show. You can find that on the JetCast hosted by Jackson Schneider.
Hey, I'll talk about the Jets anytime. Anytime. That's right. We're getting into conference play basketball wise New Year's Day. It's going to be a blast.
I saw RJ Allen a couple weeks ago. I'm into the point now where I've been graduated so long. I think that, Thomas Ford, not to, get too deep in the weeds here. That was the only guy that I think I crossed paths with that was on the roster. I don't think he's playing anymore. If he is, I don't even know. I'm not even sure.
Tom Ford is still on the roster, man. I love that guy.
Get a job, Thomas Ford. What do we do? I'm getting to the point where I'm removed. I don't even know half the coaches' names anymore because there's been that much turnover at Newman. But I'm definitely still a Newman guy as well. So, Jason, appreciate the question there. With the couple minutes that we have left here in this segment before we dig into some KU talk in the next segment, Jacqueline, let's talk about Monday Night Football. We see the Los Angeles Rams who – this was a Christmas conversation. A lot of water cooler here of the fact of the Chiefs aren't good this year. The Bills are kind of good, but I don't really know. Like, who is the good team in football? I don't know. A lot of fingers pointed to the fact that it's the Rams. I think it's the Rams. Then they lose a heartbreaker to the Seahawks. It's like, yeah, well, the Seahawks are really good. And it was kind of a fluky thing, maybe. Like, the Rams are still probably good enough to go win the Super Bowl. And then they lose to the Atlanta Falcons, who aren't even going to make the playoffs. Like, I have no idea. Like, what is your short list of teams that could win the Super Bowl? Is it longer because nobody's good? Is it inverse here?
I would say it is longer than it normally is for me. Like, look, I was looking at the standings earlier and trying to, like, process of elimination, like, teams that you don't have to really take seriously. Like, the AFC, I'm probably going to cross out the Steelers. And even though the Ravens are 8-8 and technically haven't made the playoffs, like right now they're in ninth place in the AFC, I wouldn't cross out the Ravens, but I would cross out the Steelers who are ahead of them in the standings. You go over to the NFC, the Panthers are 8-8. You could probably cross them off. But like outside of that, and I would maybe cross off the Chicago Bears just because I have a hard time believing in the Chicago Bears. Outside of those teams, you could make a case for literally everyone to go and win, three, four games in a row and win a Super Bowl. And I don't know that I've ever said that. And that, as a Chiefs fan, is the most frustrating reason as to, like, this year of all years to have them fall apart and accomplish nothing. That is why. Because, like, the Chiefs this year had the opportunity to just waltz to another Super Bowl, and they completely, completely blew up. It blew up in their face. It is what it is. Now, though, you're looking at Josh Allen. You're looking at potentially Lamar Jackson. You're looking at, all the NFC teams I mentioned, like Sam Darnold of all quarterbacks, Caleb Williams, like Brock Purdy, for crying out loud. All these different quarterbacks have a chance to go and win a Super Bowl and accomplish that this year without having to deal with Patrick Mahomes and the big bad Chiefs this year, because they are not in this conversation. It could literally be anybody, and my head spins thinking about it.
My first thought whenever I think about this of the year that it's turned into is that if you're Josh Allen and you finally get the year where it's like Patrick Mahomes isn't in the playoffs, like we're going to finally do this thing, and the Bills are struggling too, like I would be putting my head through the wall of like, if there was a year to do it, it's this year. Like, we've got to figure it out right now, because we won't get this opportunity very many times, because Patrick Mahomes is coming back next year and we'll see what that looks like. No guarantees and anything like that. But I mean, I agree. The NFC, it's got a lot of teams that are, the traditional powers that are in over there. But just like looking at this AFC, like, I don't know what team we're going to see win the AFC championship between the Broncos, Patriots, Jaguars, Texans, Chargers, and the struggling Bills in one of the worst years that they had in the last few, like, all of those teams, at some point, we have called a fraud on KFH Radio.
Probably.
Like, who's good in the AFC?
here's my thing. With looking at the AFC, like, and reading those teams at the top, you know, like, the Patriots would be the one that I would be maybe the most confident in, like, having watched them play and been, like, inspired by what they've done. But the Broncos right now would be your one seed. And I just watched them go to the wire with Chris Oladokun. Like, I'm not going to trust them as far as I can throw them.
You can take this all right, like break this down right here. You have the Broncos that almost lost to Chris Oladokun, who have not looked good in any of their 13 wins, basically. Maybe you can cherry pick a few out of there, but I bet in at least 10, they've been taken to the wire with teams that they had no business going to the wire with. The Patriots have historically one of the easiest schedules in NFL history. Yeah. I agree they look good. But
did you know that the New York Giants have more wins over teams with winning records than the Patriots do?
That's true. Like it's insane. Like look at their record. Look at their schedule. Everybody wants to call me. I know Max is gonna start chiming in here whenever we're talking about the Patriots.
Yeah,
look at their schedule,
that's
Max.
That's why I said it.
You know,
I
the big guys
Max
on the other side
up.
Of the ball get paid too.
They do, but listen, they aren't as good as the teams that the Giants are beating.
But I want an asterisk. I want an asterisk on the year after the undefeated season when Brady got hurt. Whoever won that Super Bowl, I want an asterisk next week because Brady didn't play.
Well, then we'll give an asterisk this year because Patrick Mahomes is hurt and can't be in the playoffs.
He was
going to
go
there.
Anywhere anyway.
It's over, Johnny.
Max getting fired up. It's over, Johnny.
It's one of my favorite things, having only been in studio.
Even I knew when it was over for
times.
Brady and the Patriots. You have to admit, it's over.
You're not going to find a guy with more passion than Max Power talking about the Patriots or talking bad about the Chiefs, for that matter. Yeah. I love it.
He's got the same argument. Every time that you say anything, you bring the same argument out, even though you bring out some critical thinking and try to differ him. Like, whoa, what about the year they went undefeated? Hold on. Yeah, well, I love so much
so
Max.
That don't count.
Nothing.
Going 16-0 and blowing people out and having Tom Jackson crying on ESPN, they're running up the score on people. They're not fair.
Max,
you were 3 years old. You weren't even there. I've seen them all. I've seen everybody, and I've seen it all.
I love so much of the fact that I'm a Chiefs guy, and in 40 years, whenever I'm, you know, Max's age, and I'll be producing a radio show and somebody will be talking about Mahomes' legacy, I'll say, well, yeah, they only didn't make the playoffs in 2025 because Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL.
I'll take that bet. I'll take that bet right now. I'll be dead, but somebody will collect it for me.
We'll take the bet. We'll bring your
I can't wait to be the old head defending
gravestone.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Oh, so winning 16 games in a season was easy.
But
that's what you're saying.
Back on the original topic here. That said, like, the Patriots have had this easy schedule, but they are the team at the top of the AFC that, again, I would trust the most to win the Super Bowl.
I agree, Max. We're not being haters here, by the way. I am with Jackson on the fact that I think that the Patriots are probably going to be the best team going into the playoffs
in the AFC from what we've seen so far. They're a year away.
But Max, just be excited. They're one of the best teams in football.
They're a year away.
Even if they're a year away, tell me who's going to usurp them, because the Bills are the 7 seed. And
I trust Josh Allen. Josh Allen is the man.
I have never seen him do it in the playoffs before. Like, I would love for him to go do it because I actually, as a Chiefs fan, I love Josh Allen. I love watching
everybody
him play.
Everybody loves Josh Allen.
Hey, I think he's an awesome person. I want to see him succeed. I would love it for the city of Buffalo because you talk about tortured fan bases. They deserve some success over there in Buffalo, man. But
I can't wait to see like what the odds are going to be once we get the official brackets out and everything like that, because I'm with you that like this is the year that even when the Chiefs were still like even heading into the week the Chiefs got eliminated, it was like, yeah, they're still the fifth best odds to win the Super Bowl just in case, because it's like nobody knows anything, but you know that Josh Allen is good in the playoffs and you know he's just never been able to get over the Mahomes.
McDermott cost them that year when he should have squib kicked. If he squib kicked, there was 6-7 seconds off. If he squib kicked,
oh, the 13 second game you're talking about, yeah.
You got
a valid point.
I don't trust McDermott.
That was the year too that we all discovered that the Bengals were now a team to be feared, and they have done absolutely nothing since.
Basically, yeah. So I don't know. It feels the NFC, you know, outside of, you know, the Bears sneaking in there, but they've had a really good year. I trust the Bears more than I trust a lot of those teams in the AFC. I mean, one through seven of the teams that have gotten in, the one through seven are all really good. You know, you talk about who's going to end up being the, you know, if it's going to be the Panthers that get in there, sneak in there, you know, I'm rooting for Bryce Young. I love Bryce Young. But, you know, these teams are all actually pretty legit. Who's the best team of these seven? You know, of these seven that I've seen that have clinched a playoff spot, Seahawks, Bears, Eagles, 49ers, Rams, and Packers, you could put them in a vacuum with each other and have them play each other, and every single team could walk out after playing 100 times and be 500, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
You realize that Harbaugh...
there's just not a clearing away.
Harbaugh's given Denver the number one seed. He's sitting everybody.
What, that, to me, doesn't matter, because the one seed in the NFL this year means less than it's ever meant because of what we just said. Like, Denver will get a week off, but then their reward will, be like the Buffalo Bills Chargers?
It might be Josh right Allen or Lamar Jackson. Yeah.
Like, you get a week to rest, but I don't think that one week is going to solve any of the Broncos' issues.
I'm going to talk a little KU hoops. This coming weekend, they open up their Big 12 slate. They go on the road to UCF. Let me pull up the schedule here while I'm talking. A place where they got upset 2 years ago with Hunter Dickinson as they went down to the home of Johnny Dawkins and lost that game. They start on the road on Saturday, then they come back on Tuesday for an 8 p.m. tip against TCU. Don't we love 8 p.m. tips in college basketball? Don't get me started on that. That's a whole other conversation. But it's a team that it has had a lot of questions. As they built it, had a lot of questions as Hunter Dickinson left and graduated of what it would look like, and we knew it was going to have Darren Peterson, and the rest was kind of all of a question. Now, as we head into conference play, we know that we'll have everything else, and now Darren Peterson is a question. That's a fat slice of irony in your face for thinking you know anything. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. We've seen him miss 9 games, I believe is the number we're at, maybe 10. I can't remember. I think 9 or 10. But last night on Hawk Talk with Brian Haney up in Lawrence, Bill Self talked about Darren Peterson, said he's practicing, and they are, quote, really, really close. This is from Henry Greenstein on Lawrence Journal World, friend of the show, Henry Greenstein. Quote, it's unfair for people to assume the way something is because it's not like that. He hasn't been 100%. Just because he's practicing doesn't mean that he's 100%, although, gosh dang, he looks good to me. And then he continued on, Henry tweeting. He said, for Peterson's return, could be immediate or it could be, quote, a little while longer, which that doesn't mean anything. No. That's a word salad if I've ever heard one. Quote, his rhythm's getting back and that kind of stuff, but he still probably doesn't have that explosion that he had prior to straining his hamstring and getting these cramps all the time. So as you hear all that, it's basically just a big circle of saying he could come back, he could not come back. But it kind of leaves the door open for either thing. It's a very coach speak thing to say. Do you think that we're going to see him on Saturday in Orlando?
No, I don't think we're going to see him on Saturday. And I'm trying really, really hard when it relates to Darren Peterson about jumping like too far off and saying,
I agree.
Like, I don't think we're going to see him at all. But at this point, we're getting pretty darn close to like that being a reality. Because at what point does a guy who's not 100% just say, I'm good enough to go? Like, I woke up today at 5:45 so I could come get in here into the studio. I'm telling you right now, I did not feel 100% when I walked in. But I'm here. Like, what other profession do you just get to sit out and collect your paycheck when you're not feeling 100%? Now, I will say, I really doubt this is all Darren Peterson's doing. I would imagine he Correct. Probably wants to play. But Correct. I would also imagine he's got an agent or some family members Yep. in his corner that are saying, hey, like, don't push yourself too much because Yep. this is just a stop on the journey, which you have to understand as well.
That was kind of the big piece of the saga that we learned last week, whatever Self talked after the Davidson game, I believe, when he basically just said, like, they talked about that they don't want him to come back until he's 100%. And we agree with that. And it was kind of like, and Henry, again, callback, as that he was like, who's they? He said, it's his family. But we agree with it, you know. And that was something that, you know, we talked about with Shreyas Lada last week. We'll have him in tomorrow, our KU insider, and discuss this more at large. But, you know, I agree, you know, and it's the scariest part about all this stuff. And the thing that I say every time that we talk about this is that, you know, we don't deal in conspiracy theories. There's a lot of people that do. And there's a lot of people that'll sit there and say, he's a bust. He's not going to play. He's just going to collect his paycheck and not play. That's not what we're doing. We're saying the fact of, like, there are questions to be asked about this stuff because there are people who are thinking that, and you have to answer to that. And that's the job of sports journalists, is to figure out what's going on. And we're just trying to convey what we know about all the situation and speculate on what we think is going on. And that's the only thing you really can do with all this stuff. But I'm with you. The fact that you have a guy who realistically, and this is, you know, Strayas talked about this as well, is he could not play a second of college basketball, and he's still probably going to be the number one pick in the NBA draft, because that's how good he was in high school. That's how good he is, and the flashes that he's shown. He could legitimately shut down for the rest of the year and just not play and still be the number one pick. And that's terrifying as somebody at KU to know that you don't need us. We need you.
Yeah, but here's my thing. You know, the best ability is availability. You hear that all the time.
And I can't believe that NBA people are talking about this.
I'm sure there are some NBA front office execs that have kept a very close eye on this, knowing full well how talented Darren Peterson is, but keeping in mind, like, hey, if we take a shot on him, number one overall, and he has a sore back after his first NBA back-to-back, like, is he going to sit out for 2 weeks? Like, are we going to get ourselves into like, I'm betting a lot of execs need to see him go put a couple of games together, not just like one game where he leaves early with cramps. Like, they need to see some form of proof that he is capable of straining his body, pushing his body to the limits that it has, and still performing and still being able to go and do it, you know, back-to-back games. And we haven't seen that from Darren Peterson. That is a concern. But as you mentioned, like, it's a big time concern for KU to be in that position of like, hey, like, we're a pretty good team right now without him. But if we want to get where we really want to go, we need this guy to come back at some point. And you just don't know when that's going to be.
I agree. And I think that there is the fact that, you know, obviously he's an 18-year-old, 19-year-old kid. He wants to play basketball. I'm sure he does. If he doesn't, then that's another conversation that NBA executives are going to have to figure out, is if this guy likes basketball. He does. He's talked a lot about – he makes – YouTube vlogs. I don't know if you've seen any of this. He's a vlogger, and he talks about how he wants to get back and how bad he feels that he can't play right now and all of that stuff. So it's just something that we're going to have to continue to monitor. It's the biggest story that surrounded KU all year long. It's something that Bill Self is going to get asked about every single time that he talks until April. Well, Darren Peterson's still on the roster. How's his health? How's everything going? And he's going to have to answer that question. And last night he answered it and basically said it could be immediate or it could be a little while longer, which means it could be any time in the calendar year of 2026, basically. I don't know. Make your own assumptions of what that means. It kind of just, to me, it leaves the door open to where they can say he can't play on Saturday, and that's just kind of how Bill Self, you know, works. He understands the things that he says, and I think he's just giving himself an opportunity there, if I had to guess.
TJ, let me ask you this. So KU plays on Saturday, and for them, that means that they basically – I think it's 12 days rest between the win over Davidson and this game against UCF to open Big 12 play. Darren Peterson, hasn't played since, you know, parts of that NC State game, correct? So it's been a long time. It has been almost, we'll call it 3 weeks since he's touched a basketball court in a game for KU. But with 2 weeks essentially off from games to practice or not practice or rest or whatever, and coming into this game against UCF, are you more concerned about Darren Peterson if he doesn't play? Like, worry right now versus asking you Sunday morning knowing he didn't play the day before. Are you going to, like, threat level midnight if you're a KU fan?
I don't know. Threat level midnight, that's a good callback there. But it's the fact of the story is that, you know, we talked about this back when they played Corpus Christi on November 11th, and he didn't play. And everybody's like, oh, so he's just not going to play against the Cupcakes. That's what we're going to do. He's just not going to play. He's just going to rest. And then it turned into he didn't play against Princeton. And it's like, yeah, well, we'll see if he plays against Duke. Then he didn't play against Duke. Then he didn't play against Notre Dame. Then he didn't play against Syracuse. Then he didn't play against Tennessee. Then he didn't play against UConn. And then the conversation turned to, well, let's pump our brain. Like, we just need him when the games matter, okay? Like, KU fans need to calm down. Just get him back for Big 12 play, and it'll be fine. And then it turned into he played against Mizzou and NC State Limited. He left both of those games early. And then it was like, do we shut him down and just let him rest and figure this out? And KU was adamant of the fact of, we're not going to shut him down. We're going to keep going like he's going to play because he's that close. He's that close to playing. And if he doesn't play on Saturday, then why didn't you shut him down? Like, he is shut down at that point. Like, if this is something, that's the biggest thing about all this stuff, is that the transparency has been kind of weird. And it's a weird injury, and I understand that they're trying to figure it out as they go along as well. But, like, that's the frustrating part, is that everything has kind of gotten pushed back and said, like, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. It'll be a big deal on January 3rd. It's going to be January 3rd, and if he doesn't play, then it turns into the fact of, like, okay, well, if he's missing conference games, like, when is he going to play? Like, when do these become something where he needs to push through something? And I don't want to hurt him, and trust me, I don't want the number one pick in the draft to go out and tear his hamstring because he tried to play hurt, and Kevin McCullough tried to play hurt, and he made it worse, basically. That's something that we've talked about a lot as well, but that's why it's become such a big deal, and that's why the panic meter has kind of gone up more and more as we gone along through this. If he doesn't play on Saturday, it'll be the highest that it's been, you know, all year for sure. It'll be January 3rd, and of course it'll be all year. Sorry. Anyways, go ahead.
Are you one of the guys that wakes up on January 1st and says, oh, I haven't showered since last year?
Oh, man, I love a good dad joke. I'll see you next year. Hey. Yeah, I don't know. It's a crazy story. Jackson, we got a couple minutes left here. This is something that you sent over. This is making some national headlines. Tulsa of the American Conference, foe of the Shockers, not in football, though. They are renting a house and calling it the Portal House. January 2nd through the 16th, the coaches will basically live in this house and basically spend all their days recruiting the transfer portal, bring recruits over to this house for their visits, and they're going to, like, live stream some stuff and make a little documentary out of it as well. It feels like a good idea, I think.
Yeah, their campus is closed, I guess, until mid to late January. I forget the actual date. But by renting this house, they have this hub that they can do all of their portal recruiting operations from. They can bring kids on campus. They'll have access to the facilities, but it gives them a space to just kind of do everything that they need to do. And it's a very unique opportunity to give people a firsthand look at what the portal is like now, especially for a G5 program. Like, the G5 programs, we talk about, you know, the portal and how it's hit K-State harder than it has before this year. This is like a regular occurrence in the G5. Yes. Because you've got kids that are your top-tier G5 kids are going to go and transfer up to a Power 4 program, or you've got kids that are coming up from D2s that were going to, you know, were under-recruited. They're going to come to a G5 team like yours. Like, these guys are busy as all get-out for the next several weeks. It's going to be very interesting. I'm going to tune in. I'm very excited to see it.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it as well. I like Trey Lamb, their coach. Number one golfer in all of college football coaches, by the way. Just a real stick. He's good. The best thing I saw about this yesterday is I can't wait for people to call this corny and then call it cool whenever Alabama does it in 2 years. That's probably the most truth about this. All right, that's going to do it for a Tuesday edition of Sports Daily. Appreciate Jackson filling in the last 2 days here as we are all coming back to Kansas from our holiday travel. Programming note for all of those looking for shows later this week, we have one more show on Wednesday for New Year's Eve, and then we are off on the 1st and the 2nd. Chiefs talk tonight here on KFH, 6 o'clock, the Chiefs Kingdom Show at 6 o'clock for that, or listen online at kfhradio.com or the free Odyssey app. Jackson, enjoy the rest of your off work of the day job. I know you got to get home and let the little man boss you around a couple more days, though.
I'm trying to get him to sit in one place for a little while so I can watch some bowl games, relax a little bit. But he learned how to move, and he has not stopped moving since. So I'm going to be putting in my work really once I get home. It's really, this is the relaxing part of my day, coming in here and talking with you guys.
coming in here and screaming at myself and Tommy. So we'll appreciate it. We'll have Jackson on plenty in 2026, as we'll be busier than ever. For Jackson, for TJ, for Max, for Wyatt Thompson. You can hear him at the Sun Bowl, apparently. I didn't even know that. Appreciate you listening. Everybody have a great Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.